streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. Our guest is Mr. Gonzalo Martinez, a.k.a. Boogie, and we'll also speak with his wife, Renee. Gonzalo came from the streets, gangbanging and drug dealing. He says that that's all he knew. Gonzalo ended up shooting three people in a gang-related incident and was then sentenced to 48 years in prison for attempted murder. While in prison, he ended up escaping with two other people and then ran to Mexico, where he eventually became a drug kingpin and survived for 2 years on the run before getting involved in another drug-related shooting and then was caught by the Mexican police. And then that led the federal police here to him. So he is back in Colorado in prison. We did speak with him over the phone earlier, and we will play that conversation in a little bit. Before we do that, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Yes, everyone. I just want to thank everyone that tunes in to our radio show every Wednesday night. And we just want to give a big, big shout-out, I mean, to everybody who makes this show possible for me and my wife to do and have a great platform. And just great, great news, you know, so far this year and been coming in, which we'll get to them announcements later on in the show. But we got a lot of great announcements coming up. So without further ado, we're going to get right into the show.
All right. So we're going to play this piece, and we did have to record it over our phone using a voice memo at the time. So in the very beginning, it's a little hard to hear, but bear with it, and you'll be able to hear, I'm hoping. So let's it's live. So here we go. Uncut.
Yeah. Okay. My as far as it can go. But I'm going to put it close to there, you know? Just tell me when you're ready.
Ready.
Okay, Boogie, we're gonna get into the interview, you know? And welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. And tonight we got my man Boogie on the line. And Boogie, we want you to formally introduce yourself.
Go by Boogie. Currently incarcerated in Colorado. And I'm happy and grateful to be here doing the show.
My man, we appreciate that. And Boogie, I want you to let the people know, man, a little bit about how things was in your life growing up, and how did you get it, you know, get into that situation of serving the time.
Well, growing up, I grew up in a big home, 7 sisters, 2 other brothers. I was the oldest born. Abusive stepfather. Pretty much, you know, for his kids and me. And my mom did the best she could to try to raise us, give us what she could, but growing up in a big home, I got to the streets at the age of 9. And she's a safe environment at the time, I thought. But I started a game and started game banging at the age of 9. And age of 10, I was already smoking weed, drinking, stealing cars, quit school, and I got shot at the age of 10, was about 10 and a half, I got shot. And at 11 and a half, I got locked up into a boys' home. I stayed a year there, and I got out right before my 13th birthday. And continued gangbanging. Went right back to the streets, neighborhood, and started slinging dope. Started selling crack cocaine. And in 1994, y'all got taken away from my mom by child protective service, put up for adoption. And most of my brothers and sisters that were younger they got adopted. The three oldest, me and another brother and sister, were out from shelter to shelter. We're older, so no one really wanted to take us in. After almost a year of that,
this call is from a Colorado correctional facility.
Well, actually before, my mother was fighting for us, trying to get custody back, and she ended up giving up and moved to Michigan and abandoned us. And I stayed in contact with her about within a year from all of it. Took the work of my mom, I ended up running and took off to Michigan with her. We was there for about almost a year and ended up coming to Colorado. Came to Colorado like in 95 and continued running the streets, gangbanging, slinging dope. Life was real intense back. It was just me and my mom, my brother, who were still in DPS custody, were adopted. And, 10 days after my 17th birthday, I was arrested for a triple shooting. I was a juvenile child and adult. Sentenced to 48 years for a crime I didn't do. I was accused by an ex-girlfriend who pretty much just did it out of revenge because I had been in a bad situation before. And in prison. After about 2.5 years, 2 years my imprisonment, I ended up escaping. I escaped from prison, went to Mexico. I was in Juarez today. Continued drug dealing out there, on the ground for the police. Got caught up. After 2.5 years, and ended up doing 2 years in prison fighting extradition, and they extradited me back here to Colorado in May 2004, and it gave me 12 more years to get to it. And through my incarceration, I continued to name my living the same life, and recently, I just realized there was more to life than the same lifestyle. I walked away from the game. I try to mentor kids. I have a documentary out on TV now about my kid on the Discovery Channel. I almost got away with it. And a lot of people have reached out to me to the show and for advice for that situation. There's people in the struggling. And I'm just trying my best now to be positive, bring positive to the youth and let them understand that life or that excitement that they see in it, it is worth it in the end. You're either going to be locked up or dead, and you have nothing you really accomplished out of it. And here I am, trying to reach out to anyone I can. And help me when I can, and I appreciate the thing you're doing and giving me this opportunity to do it.
Well, we appreciate that, Boogie, and you know, from what you just said, man, you know, that's straight heartfelt, man. You know what I mean? As a young guy, you know what I mean, trying to find his own way through life. You know what I mean? And at your age, you know, you had nobody who really cared, so. You just took to the game because you felt that your homies cared, you know?
And that's how we all get sucked in the game, man, you know. But I just want to say, man, I give you a big shout-out, man, because now you've learned from that, and now you're looking to educate others, man. And we're glad to have you, you know, on board as a member of the Streets and Love You Back now, man, you know, and I'm glad I reach out to you, you know. So tell the viewers what you think about that, you know, linking up with our movement.
You know, like my situation, there's probably many kids in abusive homes or drug dependents, have no one to turn to, have no role model of life, nowhere to go. And the only thing they know is the neighbor of gangsters, you know, and they turn to that. They see a drug dealer with fancy cars, the women, the money, the jewelry, whatever. They find that more exciting. But it ain't, you know. There is people that are positive and want to help them. And your movement, you know, speaks for itself. And it shows that the streets don't love you back, you know. You can't live for the moment, you know. You have to live for the future and also understand the consequences of everything in life. And a lot of people don't have the opportunity to put you in. A lot of people may fail to realize the good that you're speaking to them, but, you know, it's very positive what you're doing, and there's a lot of benefit there, you know?
Yeah, man, and you know, once again, I take my hat off to you, Boogie, because when I reach out to you, you know, I seen your, you know, your interview on the ID channel, and when I reach out to you, you reach back, man. So I just want to give you big ups, man, for even reaching back, you know, to learn more about our movement and what we do to educate these kids out here, man. And like I was telling you earlier, you know, we're in 150 prisons across the country, and our homies and homegirls educating behind the walls. And we thank you for joining the team, and I'm going to be sending you some information in there to start passing out to the homies and getting everybody educated, you know what I mean, to a better tomorrow.
Yes, and I thank you for giving me the chance and all the young children and youth.
This call is from the Colorado Correctional Facility.
Giving all the children and youth and anyone out there the chance that you've given them and the help that you've given them, because like I said before, a lot of us never had that in the hospital. You know, no one was there to give us a hand and help us, and you're there to help these guys. And anyway, as I said before, anyway, I can help anyone in need, struggling in any situation, they could reach out to me and through my Facebook page, all over the internet, or contact me through here or through your movement. You know, I'm want to be high into the streets. Don't love you back, because they don't. And any way we can help these people, we can. I will.
Yeah, we appreciate that, man. And we also got all your information up already on our Streets and Love You Back page. So if anyone would like to write Boogie, all his information is up on the Streets and Love You Back movement page and everything. So give him your whole name, Boogie, and your address and everything, and your lock number.
Gustavo Martinez, number 98011. P.O. Box 999, Canyon City, Colorado, 81215.
My man. And also I want to give your family a big shout-out too, Boogie, your wife and your daughter and your whole family, you know what I mean, that's holding you down while you're in there, you know, so we want to give them a big shout-out as well.
Yeah, my wife's on the Facebook page, and she's also thankful for you reaching out to me, and if anyone, she could help you also. Don't hesitate to contact her also.
That sounds good, man. You know, we'll definitely keep everything moving and grooving on this scene. And what positive information would you like to give these youths out here today, Boogie?
Positivity is never give up. You know, we never give up, never take the way out, and always remember the consequences, their reaction, you know? And think twice, live the moment.
And let them know, Boogie, you know, you caught your case as a juvenile, and you know, it messed around, and they threw you how many calendars, Boogie?
I'm going on 1997, and I'm still fighting my case. I'm still hoping I get a new sentence this year and hoping to be coming home within a couple of years.
Right. And you've been down now, what, 16 years, Boogie?
Yes, 1997.
Yeah, you know, so I want the youngsters that's listening to this interview, you know, listen to what Boogie's saying. He's been down 16 years, man, and them people gave him 48 years, you know what I mean? He ain't even put a dent in 48 years, you know? So think twice before you go out here tripping and start getting educated about what's really going on out here in life, you know, because he don't want you ending up like him or dead somewhere, you know? So that's why Boogie has stepped up to the plate and put all the gangbang and the dope dealing to the side, and now his eyes is open to what's really happening, and that's to a better tomorrow. Is that correct, Boogie?
That's correct. Dead and
my man. So any shout-outs you'd like to give anybody, Boogie? We appreciate that, man, you know. And anything else you would like to talk about while we got you on the air, Boogie?
Specific, anything you want to ask, I'm open.
Well, I just want to go back a little bit, Boogie, in your childhood when you know, nobody was there, you know what I mean? How did you feel as a youngster, man, when, you know, you just didn't have that strong foundation and you had to run out to the streets like the homeboys and the gang banging, and, you know, you felt loved there like we all do, you know? Tell the youngsters about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, at home, you know, it was deep. Stepfather's deep, you know what? My mom beat me up also. It was a sad environment at the time. It was easy to be in the hood, hanging out with a group of guys, and you have the pictures and the love you, and they're the dying for you. But, you know, in the end, that ain't even true. You know, them saying, you guys, you think you're coming, they're snitching on you or betraying you, you know, loyalty ain't what it used to be anymore, you know. So back then, we didn't have no organizations like the Streets Don't Love You Back Home. So the terms, it really wasn't much. The terms for now, that, you know, we got too much to lean on, at least. And that's what it's really appreciated, man. And I thank you for what you're doing.
Hey, man, we really appreciate you, man. And, you know, we're looking forward to you continue working with the movement. And like I say, we'll be sending you information inside there, you know, and you can start, you know, doing the Streets Don't Love You Back thing right there inside the walls and educating them cats for real to start opening their mind up to what's really going on, you know what I mean? Because like we both done said, you know, the gang banging and all that, that's the thing they've been wanting us to do for since the beginning of time, kill each other, you know? And in the end, nobody win no way because we don't own no streets, you feel me? The government and the states own the streets, so we fighting for a street that we don't even own.
You know, I realize we're fighting for countries, we're fighting for a street that we're never going to own. We're killing each other, you know? And instead of educating ourselves and becoming a better person and beating the system in a positive way, we're giving them what they want, and they're just locked us up in here forever. We ain't getting nothing. All the people we heard and found and love them, you know, ourselves.
Right. We don't gain nothing but a prison sentence or a graveyard.
That's it.
And you know, a lot of homeboys, you know, recognize that now, you know, and like I told you, you know, I got two brothers doing life, and I got another brother, the third one, he come home this year, you know, and, you know, they be like, wow, you know, I mean, I wish I would have paid attention to certain things, because once they put that LIFE on you, it's game over, you know?
Yeah, I never had a robot, I never had a older brother, I had no self destruction on the streets, you know, it's a good thing your brother's had now in a positive situation and able to lead the way now for him, you know?
Right, you know, and that's another thing, man, you know, like I said, your story is so heartfelt, bruh, because it's a lot of youngsters come up like you and other youngsters that had them abusive homes and run out to the streets, and then, you know, you're thinking the streets love you and the homies love you, but in the end, like you said, you know, your own homeboy snitching on you, your own homeboy's turning you in, you know, and the game ain't like it used to be back in the 80s and the 70s, you know. These cats flipping like cheating bananas now, you know. Okay then, Boogie A, man. Just go ahead and give your last shout-outs, man, and we appreciate you being able to call in.
Man, thank you, man. And again, anyone that would like to contact me anyway, as I said before, Facebook, all the routines. Can I have the book coming out within a couple of months also, and stay positive. Don't give up.
That's what it is, man. And did you tell your missus today, Boogie, about starting you, helping you with that, the book?
Yeah, we're going to get that going. And we're going to try to knock it out within a month. Just phone's going to hang up, though. I'll give you a call as soon as I can in a couple of days, right?
Okay, sounds good, Boogie. We appreciate you being on the show, man. Much love.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we just kicking it live tonight, and that was with our man Boogie. And Boogie made some great points tonight at learning from where he came from, and now he's ready to do what's real, you know, on educating. Anything you'd like to say, honey?
No, I just wanted to reflect a little bit on what he was talking about. And, you know, coming from, you know, being adopted and not having that family structure and the, you know, your parents to be able to help you and guide you along the way, you know, and that's where a lot of our youth are getting messed up, you know. They don't have that love. They don't have that affection. They don't have that teaching, that guidance, you know, all the things that a child needs to grow up safe and doing the right things. And you know, people like Gonzalo, you know, just kind of get thrown in the mix, and they go out to the streets where, you know, there's other kids that are in the same types of situations maybe, and, you know, they just kind of, you know, become a gang or become camaraderies or, you know, just stick together because they feel safe and they feel like their homies are going to protect them and they're always going to be there for them. And at that time, you know, at that certain time in their life, they feel that that's their family, not even realizing that down the road, those same people will shoot you in the back, they'll turn on you, and, you know, when they get into jail or prison. And, I mean, you can talk about that probably a little bit better than me, but we have to let these kids know that, you know, gangbanging is not cool. Selling drugs is not great. You know, it might be a very, very short-lived, fast money, if that. But it's going to catch up to you, and it's not worth it. It's going to ruin your whole life. I mean, you know, you can't get married. You can't have children. You can't do a lot of things that you're just stopped at doing. And so, you know, it's better to just do the right things. It may take a little bit longer, but it's worth it. Back to you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's definitely on point, you know. So what we're going to do here is we're going to go to a couple of commercials and a couple songs, and we'll be right back.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. A better way for a new look and be fresh hottest, the hottest, the hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you. It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Open up the door to nothing but smiles. Richard and famous been gone for a while. Blessed to see the kids doing real good. We on a tradition, we still knocking on wood. Got a pocket full of change for the fountain for the wishing. Mateen Cleaver in the kitchen. Black mama strike quicker than switch flips. Got to go on to the wrist when the lips slip. Live till you get old. Have fun, your young soul. Button up your coat, this world is cold. Don't bar nobody. It was only one guy. One king of the Jews and that slick. Don't take no ish. In this world, intermediate won't do. So I love the girls walk around with their snow boots and their glasses, stay cute.
I used to think that I was happy, yes. Mm-hmm. I was just lying to myself, yes. Really, really.
Down, trust him for me. Friend to the end, plus kin, that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
We'll be the one coming.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back to the Hottest Radio Show Worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And you was kicking it live with Rescue Me by my homeboy, Tay Love, out of Cincinnati. So that's a hot track by him. And I'll pass the mic back over to my missus, and we're just going to keep the show flowing tonight.
Well, I hadn't heard that song yet from Tay Love. I think that's awesome. It's a nice song.
Yeah, great song. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Well, I know we have a couple of callers on the line. You want to try? We've had somebody on here for a little while, and it's either
let's try the triple ones, or
blocked number. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Lucinda. It's Donna Buchanan.
Oh,
hey,
Ms.
Donna.
Buchanan.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, Miss Buchanan?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Good show tonight.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Gonzalez. It was very good.
Well, we were
you know, it's definitely, you know, it's time, you know, it's many people then get out there and tell these kids it's just not worth it. You know, getting gangs, gangbanging, drugs. It's just not worth it. I mean, look what happened to Gonzalez. You know, he's got 48 years in prison. I mean, his whole life, you know, it's gone.
Yeah.
And like you said, I was listening to what you said, how it's short-lived. Yeah, it might last for a few years, but, you know, I've watched, you know, the ID channel and everything, and from what I see, yeah, it lasts, you know, you're going to live the high life, but it lasts just a few years, and then it's over.
Right.
And then you're either
dead or you're in prison.
Yeah,
exactly.
And it also not affects you, but your family, and if you have kids,
right.
I mean, it just, it's a ripple effect. You know, it goes down the line.
Yeah.
You know,
and
so
you know
it definitely doesn't pay.
Yeah, and you know what I told people that I had an announcement to make in the show, but I'm so glad that you called into the show tonight, Mr. Cannon. So I will give you the pleasure of letting the viewers know the progress me and my wife have been making with you on your career. And where we at now and what is going to be kicked off and what Mr. Cannon has been working on. So I'm going to give you the floor, Mr. Cannon, to bring the good news to the people.
Oh, okay. So you want me to give out the good news? Okay. Okay. Well, as I wrote my book, and my book came out September 30th last year. I was contacted, or Rob and Lucinda was contacted by the ID channel. And so they're looking to do a show with me that's coming up. I think it'll probably be come out in the fall, right? Is that correct? In the fall season?
Yeah. Coming out in,
Okay. So, you know, we were contacted, and I spent 6 hours yesterday talking and going over it and everything, and it looks like it's going to be a really good show that they're going to be doing.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very excited about this. You know,
that's
I already
awesome.
Did a show,
yeah.
You know, on WeTV, Women Behind Bars. So this one, I believe, is going to be a little bit different. I think it's going to show more of, you know, not what sent me to prison, but what I did while I was in prison. Working with the girls and the Greyhounds, and also what I'm doing now, you know, and joining your movement. And, you know, what I'm doing with my life now, giving back and, you know, trying to teach these kids, you know, that it's not a life you want to live, you know, and the
and
streets don't love you back.
Exactly. And you can come home and you can change your life.
Exactly. Exactly.
For real, in prison. And you can come out and you can become successful and make something of yourself. You don't have to come out and go back to the same crap.
And
Donna's living proof.
Oh, definitely. I would never want to go back to the same lifestyle that I was living. Never. You know, I'm just grateful and thankful to God, you know, that I was given the second chance.
Right, right. Yeah. And we just want to
Donna was
share
facing
that.
Life. Yeah.
And was blessed to get out from under that. So her story is a blessing with itself. And like I said, you know, that's just one part of the news. And now you can just let them know about the other part of the news, you know, the progress that we're making, and we're already working over in London, England right now, you know?
Oh, yes. We were contacted, Rob Lucinda was contacted by Unit 9 Films in London, England, and they're doing a show called Human Act of Kindness. And they're, you know, interviewing a few people, and I'm one of the persons that they're, you know, looking to go on this journey. It would be a 3-week journey. You would pick somewhere in the United States, and you would take this journey, and you would, like, take a ride from somebody. They would give you a ride, a human act of kindness. Okay, if somebody wanted to show you your city, their city, you know, they would show you the city, or maybe take you up in a hot air balloon. And all through this journey, they would film you. And, you know, she told me, Sarah, the producer, told me that you would also do, like, daily blogs on the Internet on, you know, how you're feeling and your trip and, you know, what's happening. So I'm very excited about this one, you know.
Well,
this
pretty much just like
be
a little reality show, 3-week
exactly,
reality show.
Exactly, exactly.
That's cool.
You know, it's about, you know, payback, pay it forward. And that's what I love about it. You know, is paying it forward, and you know, and I think it's done. The supporters are Dignity Health,
are
the financial backers on that. And I've been looking them up and doing some research on them, and you know, they talk a lot about, you know, paying it forward and how that can, you know, yes, medicine cures, you know, diseases and everything, but also a healthy life and spirit.
Right.
You know, they
happiness.
Think can do,
mm-hmm.
you know, and happiness can do, you
laughter.
Know, make a big difference in your health.
Laughter makes you feel better. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, so,
yeah.
You know, this project definitely has my interest. So it's looking good so far. It's looking real
right.
good.
Right. So, you know, we you know, that was the good news I was going to tell the people. Well, Ms. Buchanan called in herself. So Ms. Buchanan is you know, a person that can, the world can see not only the change, but when she joined the movement while in prison, she came home, still a member of the movement, came home on top of what she needed to do, staying focused, got her book out there. Now she's educating, and now she's going to be back on national TV again, but this time with her own side of the story and her own interview where she's free, and now people are seeing and learning what to stay away from when it comes to this domestic violence. So we want to give her, you know, big applause on that, just for being a person that recognized what was did wrong and wanted to right her wrongs, and now educate not only women, but men and women as well, you know, against this epidemic. So we want to just say a big shout out to Ms. Buchanan, and me and my wife are very happy to be working with you, and God has been good, and you're back on stage again.
Oh, I know, 2014, starting out great. Great
yeah.
year.
Great year. It's going to be a real good year. And I have to say that I edited her book for her.
Yes, you did. You did a great job, too.
And it's an awesome
wonderful.
Book. If you haven't got it yet, go out and get it. Give them your website where they can order the book.
Yeah, Donna. Give them your website, Ms.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, go to Second Chance Runaway. That's my website. So you can go there and click on the link. To order the book through lulu.com. You can also go to my Facebook page, Donna Buchanan. And, of course, The Streets Don't Love You Back. It's on there, too.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, there.
Yeah, so, you know, we have, you know, just so much great news coming up. And also, we got more great news coming up. You know, I'm going to just put it out there. We got great news coming up again from Title Boxing Club. And we just want to thank them for another donation, which we'll be receiving this Saturday. They will be donating 5 more punching bags to the gym and also 30 pairs of gloves. So we want to say we thank God for Title Boxing Club, always thinking of The Streets Don't Love You Back and the Phoenix Boys Center. And also we have the Golden Glove event coming up March 7th, 8th, and 9th. So if you still want to be a sponsor, you still have time, just log on and send us a message at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com, and my wife will get right back with you on that. Any other announcements, Sweetie?
I think that's about it for now. If you have a story and you'd like to be a guest on any of our shows, just email us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com or message us on Facebook. And, you know, we're always looking for interesting stories and people to share their stories and their experiences. So get with us.
All right, sounds like a winner. So we're going to go to a couple more commercials, and we're going to be right back. And everybody hanging out tonight, Ms. Buchanan and everybody, we're going to go to our homeboy for a minute as well. What's up with it, G.I.? You're in the house.
Hey, I'm just checking in with the Streets Don't Love You Back, man. We're running a little late behind schedule, you know. Mr. Show, Mr. Goodwin, checking in with the Streets Don't Love You Back. It's the freegiproject.org. Sending my shout
man,
out to everybody.
Yes, sir. So, hey, we're going to be right back with you. We're going to shoot that commercial out there, and we're going to come right back. Hold tight.
That's all.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Think we don't know. Oklahoma City, Agenda 21. They know some of us. No, but they think most
y'all didn't know I was going to come like this. Y'all ain't FEMA kids. The barbed wire is pointed in. These are my current events. Infowars.com. Now hear this. Better listen to what they say. They ain't just talking shit. There's a war out here. No one is safe from.
Doesn't matter how many rounds or how big your gun.
It comes down to one thing. Knowledge is power. Go read some articles. Just spend an hour. Contemplating Infowars. Or find them on YouTube. You'll be surprised how much it'll change your mood. Stock up your drop food. Verify your water. Don't buy into mainstream media. Don't even bother. Teach one. Go tell your father, your mother, sister, brother, and uncle and daughter. The temperature is rising. It'll only get hotter. I hear what they're saying. I will be their cannon fodder. I will be their example. No, not me. Not my kids, my wife, my friends. No, none of my family. That's a war on information. And the planet's a prison. Inside of you all. Let's make a decision. I made a decision. To make an incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance. That's a war on information. And the planet's a prison. Inside of you all. Let's make a decision. I made a decision. To make an incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance. I feel you, Alex Jones. But not like the TSA. I hear you, Alex Jones. I'm listening to what you say. You got them on the run. They know we're marching their way. All with knowledge and history and maybe a few guns. They can't fool us. We're not the ones. They can lie to some, but not to all. As we stand up, down they fall. We're taking our stance back. Liberties and all. We ain't playing their games. We're taking the ball. We're patriots. They best heed the call. As they're walking through the valley, they should watch for rock falls. They can't stop us all. There's strength in numbers. Many hands make light work. We can watch them crumble. Shot. We are coming, that is all. That's a war on information. And the planet's a prison. Inside of you all. Let's make a decision. I made a decision. To make an incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance. That's a war on information. And the planet's a prison. Inside of you all. Let's make a decision. I made a decision. To make an incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance. 1984.
No, 1776.
We ain't gonna be your slaves. We ain't gonna be your bingo. We ain't gonna be your punk. When you come, you'll find us shooting bullets and flicks. It's just a bunch of, so feel this, when we stick it won't hurt, just a little prick. They don't care if you bit, take a hit of your own itch. This is just a preview of what is coming. Down the pike, we're down tonight. If you don't respect us, we don't respect your life. This is not a threat, it's a warning to you. So you're coming after us, we're not chasing after you. We're standing our ground, don't get too close. But we are like the sun, you
you'll get burned like toast. From coast to coast and sea to shiny sea, we won't stand for the leash, no, none of your tyranny. If a war on information and the planet's a prison inside of you, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullish, could buy good riddance. If a war on information and the planet's a prison inside of you, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullish, could buy good riddance.
Johnson, California's political prisoner of the year. I was shot by the police and framed and set up. I need your help and assistance as I fight for justice. Please visit my website at freegiproject.org and sign the online petition. This petition drive is intended to have an investigation of facts into the cover-up of this police wrongful shooting. With this petition, we shall bring awareness and vindication to Free GI. So please visit freegiproject.org and sign the online petition and pass it on to family and friends on Facebook and Twitter and all social media as we join to Free GI. Free GI Project.
We're ballin', ballin', baby. We're ballin' out of control. Ball with me, my friend. Ball with me on the court. Ball with me off the court, my friend. Let's ball all the way and do the things that we should do. Let's ball all the way to the top, out of control. Let's ball all the way to the top, my. Let's ball out of control, my people. Let's do the things we should do. Let's take it to the top and be successful too. That's how we ball. We ball out of control so well. Let's take it to the top, my people. All out of control, go where we need to go. It's all out of control, my people. It's all out of control and go where we need to go. The only way we can go is to the top, my people. To the top, my people. There's no way to go but to the top, my friend. We're falling out of control, my people. Ballin' out of control. And tell me, do you wanna ball, my people? Ballin' out of control. Do what you need to do. Be what you need to be. Ball out of control and here where you need to be. But ball out of control for real. Ball out of control and do successful things for real. It's ball out of control, my friend. It's ball out of control. Let's get to the finish line, go. But ball out of control. I'm
falling out of control. I'm going to where I need to be, my people. I'm doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. We gotta take it to the top, my people.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And that's my new joint, Balling Out of Control. You can cop that joint. And if you're rolling with me and my wife slash queen, you know you got to be balling out of control all the way to the top. You dig? On some positive educational learning, you know what I mean, to educate our youth to a better tomorrow. So we're going to jump over here and holler at my man G.I. for a little bit more. What's going on with your G.I. and what you getting out the program tonight?
Oh, man, I see you. You know, if The Streets Don't Love You Back, it's moving in a positive 360-degree direction. You know, it's like coming full circle. You know, it's a beautiful thing to be a part of this team, a part of this movement. You know, I want to say thank you to, you know, you and your wife, Lucinda, and all Streets Don't Love You Back members out there, and all the networks and the connections, and everything is being made. It's in full effect, you know, full effect.
Right, right. And I also want to put out there on the air as well is that me and my wife received an email just a day or so ago, and it's Detention Faculty out of Columbus, Ohio, want to put the Streets Don't Love You Back program inside of their faculty, and that is a blessing. You know, the lady sent the email, say she had been doing research on the Streets Don't Love You Back, and said we had so much to offer, and that was a blessing to have someone say that to me and my wife's organization, that we worked so hard to put together and build from the ground up. And as we was building, we was also collaborating with great members that was coming along the way and educating and giving back. And that's what made the Streets Don't Love You Back who we are today, you know. And we just want to thank everybody throughout all the prisons, throughout the streets and everywhere who educate and help others to a better tomorrow. And I just wanted you to elaborate on that a little bit too, G.I.
Well, you know, it's always a blessing, you know, to be able to outreach to the youth, you know, the youngsters that's out there, you know, the streets, you know. And we, you know, us as OGs, you know, we can let them know that we done been there, done that, where they at, you know. So it's always a blessing to be able to reach back and show them where we went wrong and where they got a better opportunity to be able to advance in a more positive direction and don't go down the road that we went down, you know. So it's like, you know, the streets don't love you back, man. It's, you know, like I said, it's a 360-degree full circle showing the positive ways of doing things, the positive ways of living. You know, don't get up out of these prisons, get up out of the streets, and live your life and do something positive instead of all, because there's so much negativity around them, you know. So that's a blessing, man, you know, for organizations to reach out to you and need, because, you know, that's what's needed, you know what I'm saying? And
amen.
I can understand where they can reach out to the Streets Don't Love You Back and say, you know, hey, come and help us. And as you know, that's where Streets Don't Love You Back. We own it, you know.
Amen. And that's real. You know what I mean? And when I reach out to all the homeboys behind the walls, when I got the email, I was so delighted, you know what I mean, to have someone send me and my wife that email and say, hey, I've researched program, and I feel you have a fantastic program, you know? And it's just basically educating not only the youth but everybody, you know what I mean, to get educated in life, you know what I mean, to live a better life and to be educated about a lot of different things in life, you know. And it's just a wonderful thing. And when I reached out to everybody and told everybody, you know, hey, you know, we got an offer to reach out and help more youth, but in Columbus, Ohio, detention center, you know. That's great, you know what I mean, for them to even come at us like that, you know. So I'm going to have Ms. Buchanan weigh in on that, and then I'm going to have my missus weigh in, you know. Ms. Buchanan, you're in there.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Yeah,
I think that's wonderful news, you know, about them contacting you, you know, the detention center. I mean, you and Lucinda, you know, y'all have a message to get out there. And, you know, GI, you know, I've been listening to you, too, you know, and I know you're in there spreading the word, too, about the movement.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
sure.
No doubt, you know. They reached out to me, you know, a year before I was released from prison. And, you know, like you said, it means a lot, you know, to have someone like that reach out to you in prison. It meant a lot to me. I know that, you know, here was these people, and, you know, they sent me the newsletters, and I saw everything they were doing out there, and I was very impressed and very inspired. And, you know, I was like, well, here's a way for me to get out and, you know, start giving back, too. So they were an outlet for me to start building my dream, you know, even before I was released. So that definitely inspired me.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
We appreciate that, you know, G.I. and Miss Buchanan, you know, and it was just heartfelt to me when I read it and told my wife about it. It was just wow, that's way in Columbus, Ohio, you know what I mean? So that's a blessing. So now go ahead and let the missus weigh in on that.
I was going to say that we also got invited to speak in Cleveland, Ohio, I believe in April. And then also we got invited to a big speaking conference in Chicago in July. So, you know, we're going to be moving around and getting out there and speaking. So, you know, if you'd like us to come to your city, let us know. Street Don't Love You Back tour is in route.
Definitely, you know what I mean? And we got Ms. Donna Buchanan, Rob Boyd, and our surprise guest. We won't even say it, but we got a surprise guest that rolls with us. You know?
Oh, my phone's disconnecting. Let me call back on the other line.
Okay.
Everyone did.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, it's all going down, you know what I'm saying? So, G.I., we're going to keep it moving, and we're going to be right back. We're going to go to another song, and we're going to come back and close him out.
My name is Chantel Costello. I'm 19 years old from Kentucky, and there's a song about me called Beat Me. My daddy tried to tell me things wouldn't stick, but the next thing you know, I'm down on the floor, hands wrapped around my neck, I couldn't breathe no more. Mama crying on the phone, hearing everything, but when she asked, I knew I couldn't tell her anything. What kind of woman would she think that I was if she knew the way he beat me and the things that he had done? The first time he said, I'm sorry, babe, you're gonna stay. The eighth time, Nikki helped me pack and run away. He chased a man, and I remember I could hear you cry. He told me, baby, if you love me, look into my eyes. Well, when I was looking through the fucking glass, the only thing that I could think was that I wish you'd hit the fucking gas. And then I thought of everything I said that night. Every time you raise your hand and every time you take the fight, just beat me. I ain't pretty less, I got a black eye. Beat me. I'm sorry, baby, next time I won't cry. Beat me. Everything is my fault, I'm to blame. Beat me. I'll try to wear these scars proud, no shame. Beat me. Another tear drop on the floor, just beat me. Another face slammed into a door. maybe it's okay, I'll take all the blame. I'll take every last beating, I'll take every bit of pain. Just beat me, November, guess we missed a step in what we did. Cause according to the test, it says we got a kid. But that don't really fucking matter to you, does it? Cause in 5 months pregnant, you could kick me in my stomach. Another night at the club, I was working late. Nevaeh said, what's on your thigh? I told her it was straight. It's just a bruise where I fell. She said, you can't bullshit me. He hit you with a fucking belt. What was I thinking when I turned around and came back? What was I thinking coming back to the same crap? I gave you all of my heart, and in the end, you just ripped it out and tore it all apart. Sleep around while I was pregnant, I was pissed, I was hurt, I was crying, thinking I should slit my wrist. Went from homecoming princess to this. But I learned to fight back, stay strong, use my fist while he beat me. Fought back and still got a black eye, beat me. I sat there and didn't flinch, didn't cry, beat me. Everything was his fault, he's to blame, beat me. Fist full of rage, mind full of shame, beat me. Another tear drop on the floor, just beat me. Kicked me from my stomach, hit the fucking door, and now I'm gone. Take all the blame, cause I took every last beat, and I took every bit of pain, and you can't beat me. So I moved back home and had my baby girl, perfect and healthy, and now she's mommy's whole world. I got my heart back and God over you, but I fell in love for real, and so it's with somebody new. The nightmares are slowing down over time. The memories, I try to block them out my mind. And just remember, this one ain't you. He's a lover and he's faithful and he'll always stay true. So I hope you're happy where you're at in life now. I hope you're fucking happy with your son and wife now. Honestly, I wish it all fall apart, but you reap what you sow, so that's a pretty good start. I hope for a lot of things and got true love, and got my daughter, she's an angel from above. But the only thing I hope and I pray is she never goes through what I did and has to say, beat me. I ain't pretty unless I got a black eye, beat me. I'm sorry, baby, next time I won't cry, beat me. Everything is my fault and I'm to blame, beat me. I'll try to wear this scarred crown, no shame, beat me. Another teardrop on the floor, just beat me. Another face slammed into a door. Baby, it's okay, I'll take all the blame. I'll take every last beat and I'll take every bit of pain.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're right back with the Streets Don't Love You Back hottest radio show worldwide. And we back, kicking it live, and we're going to go over to my missus and close out. And we done had a great, great show tonight.
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody for listening and thank everyone for your support. And please join our website. It's a social network, and that's at thestreetsdontloveyouback.com, and become a member and get involved.
All right. Now we're going to go to my man, G.I.
Yeah, I just want to send a shout-out to the world and everybody out there. You know, keep the positive movements going. You know, join the Streets Don't Love You Back. You know, help us with this movement because we're going worldwide with it. Keep positive things moving, positive things going, positive minds move forward. God bless.
Amen.
You.
All right. All right, we're going to go to Miss Buchanan now.
Yes, I want to thank, you know, especially you and Lucinda. You know, y'all are definitely getting the word out there, you know, teaching these children, you know, that that's not the life to live, you know. So I want to give a shout out to you two for everything you do and for inspiring me and everything you've done for me. And, you know, I also want to give a shout out to, you know, all the girls. All the young girls that have gotten out of prison that I worked with, they're all doing so good. So I'm proud of all of them. They're really doing well. So I want to give a shout-out, too, to all the girls that are still inside, you know, that are waiting to get out, you know. And I haven't forgotten none of you. You know, I'm still here for you. And, you know, I want to give a shout-out to my mom. I love my mom. She's so great. She's always stood by me no matter what. Definitely want to give a shout out to her and to God, you know, thanking God, you know, for giving me the second chance so I can, you know, spread the message, you know, and show that there is a different way of life. So, you know, thank him.
Without a doubt, you know. So we just want to say we thank G.I. and Miss Buchanan for, you know, coming on in tonight. And Miss Buchanan, we we want to give you thanks back because you, you know, came on the team and you stay focused, and now you're doing more things than most have done in a long time, and they've been out here in the world. You know what I'm saying? So you're doing
thank
more
you.
Than people that have already been out here. So, you know, you came straight out July 4th, 2013, and came straight into the movement and started working and doing your thing. So we want to take our hat off to you as well.
Ah, thank you. Thank you both. That means a lot to me. It really does.
Well, it's all good. So anything else, sweetie?
No, I think that's all.
All right, then. So we're going to say we appreciate everybody coming on tonight. And once again, we send much love out to everybody who supports our movement and get involved, the ones who's learning about our movement, to educate our youth to a better tomorrow. God bless. See you next Wednesday.
Have a great week.